wizards?
Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's breakfast food with Delaney Mears.
Delaney, are kimono dragons lizards?
I have no idea.
Ah, because you're more interested in food.
That's
as
right.
The food monitor.
How do you cook them?
Here on...
Crispy skin,
please don't.
Sorry.
They spit poison and they eat deers.
Okay.
Do they?
Yeah.
Good.
Ah, they're big and gnarly.
I love them. I have photos with me in a dragon.
Kimono dragon?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, let's not eat them.
Whereabouts are you? What?
Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia. Hey, there's a good place for food. Delaney, welcome to the show this morning.
That's a great place for food.
Welcome to the show this morning. One thing I wanted to bring up, which I didn't get a chance to bring up last week, is I got sent some of that Cleveland Valley Buffalo cheese.
Yeah, the soft cheese in the jar.
Yay!
How good.
I tell you what, I'm neither here nor there on cheese. And the...
What? Interesting.
Really, I could live without cheese easily.
People go... bonkers over cheese.
I know, and like my girlfriend's dad, like he bathes. He makes cheese, and you have to bathe it and like give it a bath.
Yeah,
and stuff. You know, so I'm not saying the cheese, but that's good cheese.
That stuff is good. That's so it's a soft cheese, isn't it? In cubes, and it's in like
just
a jar.
Give me some.
Of
give me
oil,
some.
Kind of marinated.
So what kind of is it? More of a feta or?
It's not like feta. It's softer than that, isn't it?
It's just a dream.
Like,
it's a dream. It's like imagine having a dream
sort of
about cheese,
spreads.
And it's like that.
But yeah, it's in oil with some sort of, it's got like peppercorns and things in the oil, and so you take it out. I was expecting it to be hard like feta, but it's actually quite soft, so it spreads.
Yeah. And it comes from water buffalo.
I sort of, you know, what's the word, clumped, but it wasn't clumpy, it was sort of squidged it over
squidged.
A salad.
Squidged.
Squidged some cheese over a salad. It's great stuff.
Would you like me to squidge that for you?
No. And they're based out in Clevedon. Clevedon
Markets are awesome, by the way.
Yeah, I haven't been there for a long time.
We shot a Watties ad out there.
Did you?
Yeah, I was on a cowboy hat. Yeah, so look
I
out.
Went to the Hobsonville Point Markets recently.
How's that?
Yeah, small, but nice.
I was in Browns
Lovely
Bay
day.
Of all places last weekend in Browns Bay, and there was a wonderful market going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Arts and crafts.
Just East Coast Bay is just
marketing.
It's the glory, district.
I just want delicious street food and produce to nibble at. You know, I just want to
walk around nibbling produce.
Just constantly trying different things. You know, I don't want to go and pay like $25 for eggs on toast. I just want to go to a market.
This is the thing.
Yeah, I want to eat some roasted wraps.
I have to have some sort of weird interaction with some annoying waiter and deal with the noise of some.
It's just so nice out in the fresh air, isn't it? Farmers market.
Oh, I just love shirts off, walking around.
Did you go to Taste of Auckland?
It starts today.
It's today.
And I will be there all weekend as host and MC of the Electrolux Taste Theatre.
Yeah!
So they've got all different chefs and wellness bloggers and all sorts of people.
Wellness bloggers. Hey, I'll tell you what, big shout out to all those wellness and mindfulness bloggers out there.
No, but actually they're going to be doing like healthy food. There's like a healthy food section, but also heaps of chefs from, they've got George Kalambaris from Melbourne, from My Kitchen Rules. He's
the cravat?
No, the other guy, the Greek guy.
Oh.
He's doing a demo. And heaps of local chefs.
Tell me he hogs the camera.
You can win my cookbook in the demonstrations.
Do you know
it's
what
be
local
great.
Chefs they have there?
Yeah, they've got lots.
Who's your favourite international chef?
My favourite?
Yeah.
Oh,
that rude French guy?
That's a hard question. My favourite international chef.
Craggy faced old...
It's Yotam Ottolenghi.
Oh,
he's
see,
a good one.
He's in London.
He's a great one.
He's great. I love Nigella too. I've just got such a soft spot for her. Local chefs at Taste of Auckland. We've got the guy from Kai Pacifica.
Nigella's going to be there, just
Robert Oliver.
No, his name's Bertrand, their head chef.
Ah, wow.
He's going to be there.
I love that name, Bertrand.
Bertrand Jang. And the guy from Lee's, the Sawmill Brewery, the smoker room at the
cool.
Sawmill Brewery.
Yeah.
And Dariush from Cazador. And
awesome.
He's awesome. So, lots of good local
How
people.
How do I cook this
what is
small
a Dariush,
weird animal?
What is a Dariush from Cazador? What is that?
Cazador is a restaurant... on Dominion Road,
sounds
celebrating
like a magician
their
or something.
30th birthday this year. He's a kitchen magician.
Oh!
Hey. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the son of the original owner. Yeah.
So his parents started the restaurant. He worked there and, and him and his wife Bex, who used to work there too, and is they're co-owners and run it together. and they are awesome.
And their specialty is kind of richer, gamier fare, right?
Well, yeah, it has traditionally been a game restaurant, but I mean, that's
like
not to
Stoats
say...
Like Stoats and things.
Rabbit.
Yeah, rabbit, hare.
Hare.
Goat.
Delicious
boar, but it's not.
There's a massive difference between boar and hare.
It's not off-puttingly gamey. They also have
off-puttingly gamey.
It's not, they have a.
It's not medieval.
Put they it have that a way. Really approachable, an approachable, beautiful menu.
Yeah.
And it's a hidden secret spot. They have an adorable little courtyard and garden, which comes into its own in summer.
Well, that always makes the food taste better.
But like for a platter and a delicious drink, it's a little hidden gem of Auckland, I reckon.
Delicious drinks are a bit cool. We're swaying a little bit of food and going towards the drink here, Delaney. But delicious drink. Hit me with your top two delicious drinks.
Oh, top two? That's impossible.
Top four, then.
Do you mean alcoholic drinks or do you mean
all? It's up to you.
All
for
beverages?
For me, my number one drink is water.
Ah. Sparkling or still?
Still, but good still.
Yeah. Good still.
But I do enjoy sparkling. I'm not.
Yeah,
I've been holding the coconut water quite a lot.
Have you?
I tell you what, I have come across the most badass coconut water and coconut milk.
Really?
Called Coca-Sol.
Oh yeah, don't
awesome.
Know.
It. That is
really?
Awesome.
Interesting.
I'll give you a bit more information about that.
Chocolate milk? Would that be one? Maybe not in my top four.
I think I
probably
overdid
not in
it
my top four.
On the chocolate milk, I was like, every time you go to the dairy, I'd get a calcium.
New Zealand. That's so New Zealand.
Yeah. And then I think I just hit critical chocolate milk mass.
Other beverages, I love gin and champagne. And
so chocolate milk, gin, champagne, and
sparkling water.
Sparkling water. Okay, you're lovely. All right. So at Taste Auckland, what's the whole deal there? How do you go to that?
They have different sessions. You buy a ticket to a session, and
so you can't just go and mosey around the place like Big Boys Toys.
You got to buy a ticket to do that. So you buy a ticket and then you mosey around and then you buy a drink and wander and sit in the sun and eat some snacks.
I enjoy eating very much, but I wouldn't consider myself a foodie, and a couple of those big names you just dropped there and I had no idea who you're talking about. And I would hate to, I mean, is it the sort of place where I'm going to feel out of my depth?
No, well, that's just one part of it, the Taste Theatre.
If I walk around going, is there anyone doing any free coconut ice?
Well, there are lots of samples. That's the thing. Lots of people have stalls that you can just taste stuff at. The Taste Theatre is open.
Good if you're working within a budget.
Yeah. The Taste Theatre is open, so you can just come along and watch if you fancy it, but you don't have to. I mean, lots of people just go to the Rogue Society caravan and drink cocktails in the sun, you know? So you can kind of make it.
Just pace yourself when you do that.
Yeah, you can make it what you want. It's just like it. It's, you know, it's at Western Springs.
Oh, it's all the tents, isn't it?
Yeah, all the tents.
All the tents.
Yeah.
So what else? What about Hugh was asking a question yesterday about, can Delaney do some sort of guide as to, how long do we leave stuff in the fridge for before we throw it out?
I'd have to do some research.
Fruit and veggies? Once they liquefy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't eat them.
Yeah. Toss them out.
Yeah, veggies. I mean, with fridges, they last a surprisingly long time. I had an eggplant the other day that felt borderline, like a bit squidgy. But I cooked it anyway, and it was absolutely delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
Just put that behind you and just crack it.
It's just like a tiny bit soft. I was like, eh.
Thing is with fridges, back in the, not that long ago, you couldn't even get ice anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And,
we're
so lucky.
Yeah, we are. Hey, now I had a question from a listener.
Yes, please. Of course, if anyone has a question for Delaney, you can always organise that prior to the segment.
Yes.
Ask Delaney at 95bfm.com. But yes, go ahead, please.
This one is for you. If you were going out for a special dinner in Auckland, where would you recommend? Somewhere not too fine dining-y and somewhere that not
fine
too...
Fine dining-y.
Yeah. And somewhere that not too much shit is raw and therefore unable to be eaten by pregnant people. So it's from a pregnant listener.
What do you also...
So
you're not supposed to eat raw stuff when you're pregnant? Like no...
Yeah, soft cheese, deli.
You can get cheese again.
Deli,
you know?
Things. I think things that are undercooked or raw.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big list, I think.
Things where your body's immune system does a bit of the work too.
Yeah, yeah. alcohol, obviously, I think you're supposed to avoid. Anyway, so somewhere like a bit special, but not too fine dining.
Not too fine dining.
Yeah, so I thought of a few. And my first thought was the engine room on the Mighty Shore.
Do you know what? Do you know something disgusting? I had a voucher for the engine room that I was given as a gift, and
don't say you never went.
Never bloody went.
Ah, What could have been? That's
what
a shame.
What a loser, eh?
That's a shame.
Yeah, like, and even to the point where, hey, that, don't forget that voucher runs out in the month, runs out in 2 weeks, runs out in the week. Yeah, which up, beep, beep, beep. Anyway, that's us.
That's a shame. Yeah. Anyway, they have a really approachable menu, but they have, you know, impeccable service, and it's great. The engine room, I was just saying.
Strong.
Sarah. Cool. Yeah. And it's on the North Shore. Lords from the North Shore, you know.
You could get a ferry if you wanted to make a romantic date night of it, couldn't you? To North Coast?
Ferries, yeah, you can. Yeah, you could.
Cars It All, like I mentioned before, that's another good one. It's not too fine dining-y, but it's lovely and it's impeccable service and it's delicious
kind of
food.
Someone said here that Doris taught me all I know about cooking meat and I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, cool.
Jamaisie Street, K Road. That's modern Lebanese. It is truly delicious food.
Yeah.
Lebanese. It's probably a little bit slightly more on the casual side. But in saying
I think our listeners are casual.
You can make it a really special, you know, evening.
Casual could be special.
It's lovely service. You
definitely.
Know,
it's
definitely a night
it's
out.
It's such good food. Amano down in Britomart. Big, flashy, beautiful fit out.
Noisy.
Delicious pasta.
Noisy.
Quiet corners.
Quiet corners.
Quiet corners. And Cassia in Fort Street, Fort Lane. Modern Indian. Also like a really lovely night out.
Modern, delicious food.
They have a whole menu, a whole page of their menu dedicated to gin and tonic. Which
they do too.
I'm a fan of.
Just a gin menu. Gin and tonic.
Just different gins, different tonics.
I think
different
part of the food
different
menu.
Little flavour things. Like just, you
gin
know,
and tonic soaked
very
salads. And
considered drinks list, which is often forgotten.
It really is, you know, and I think it really is the, it's like a good toilet in a restaurant or bar. You know,
get me started.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, Delaney, thank you very much for coming in. And we'll
save toilets for next time.
So we'll save going to the toilet at restaurants. Until next time.
Thank you.
Nom, 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.